Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me for The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. Thank you for your peace that rules our hearts and our minds as we trust in you. And we thank you, Father God, for your love. Father, we thank you that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue this series again, once again, on the echo of God's love. And I'm going to read just very briefly here in 1 Peter chapter 4 again, and we'll just read verse 8 this time. Above all, and this is the Passion Translation, by the way, above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins. You know, I was trying to get away from verse 7 just for a little bit here, but I've got to read that. Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. Then he says, above all, constantly echo. See, he wants us to pray. He wants us to pray in fellowship with him. He wants us to pray for other people. And we need to let that love of his flow through us for them. We've continually said that, I don't know how many different ways. Praise God, let's get a hold of it. Amen. And one of the ways we do that is by overcoming sin consciousness and by walking in righteousness. And a scripture we've talked about, we need to review it, is Romans 14 over verse 17. Romans 14, 17 from the Passion says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules about food and drink, but is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace, and joy, serving the Anointed One by walking in these kingdom realities pleases God and earns the respect of others. The kingdom of God, the King James says, is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When we try to follow a set of guidelines or rules to get to God or to stay in tune with God, then it becomes works. It becomes sin consciousness. When people preach that from pulpits, bless their hearts, you know, and I think when I first got into the Word and when I learned this, I thought, oh my goodness, I don't need to do this. When we preach or talk or tell people about their sin and focus on that, not to say that we don't highlight what the Word says about it, but when we focus on that and make that our primary goal is to condemn people, that does not bring the love of God on the scene. When we preach the Word, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. And our spirit, the Holy Spirit within our spirit, it basically convicts us of sin. That's a whole other topic here. But what I was trying to get back to is the kingdom of God is righteousness. As we walk in that righteousness and keep the pathway, so to speak, open to God, then we can experience that righteousness. He's already given it to us. It's a free gift. We only have to walk in it. I like what Kenneth Hagin used to say at Bible school. We need to act like the Bible's true. And then he would ask, is the Bible true? And of course, people would say yes. And he'd say, well, then let's act like it. You know, righteousness is so important. The ability to stand in the presence of the Father God without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation, and the ability to stand in the presence of the devil, the defeated one, without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. And as that verse says over in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, when we walk away from the rules of trying to certain things, like he said, meat or drink is not the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you can tear that apart like we've done here, but I love it because you can say this is a spiritual equation. The kingdom of God equals righteousness plus peace plus joy in the Holy Spirit. But we could also say it's like a train. When we walk in that righteousness of God, knowing that he loves us, then we can walk in peace. And then as we walk in peace, joy comes. And this is reflected through the love of God to other people. That's one way. These are three ways, basically, we echo God's love by moving sin consciousness out of the way and focusing on who we are in Christ. Father God, thank you for your Holy Spirit who brings truth and that we can dissect this so easily because you are simple. You are profound, but you are simple for us to understand and grasp. And we thank you, Father God, for that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit that allows us to echo your love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.